to Folk Music and Beyond here on KALW San Francisco. I'm Bob Campbell, and for the next 2 hours, we'll be offering a mix of musics from around the Mediterranean and elsewhere. To begin with, we have live in our studios the local band Agape Mou playing music from around Greece and elsewhere. Agape Mou are Greg Jenkins, Aya Davidson, and Alan Davidson, and welcome and thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I guess I'll ask Greg before we get around to introductions, but what are we going to open with?
Okay. Well, we're going to open with the last track off of our new album, Across the Sea, which is Kalitihi, which is a more modern Greek song. A lot of the stuff we do is very old. This was, you know, composed in the last century and by Apostolos Kaldaros. And let's go for it. And
thank you.
Wonderful sweet piece by Agapi Mou. It's A-G-A-P-I-M-O-U, two words. Live in our studios, Greg Jenkins on clarinet, Aya Davidson on voice and fiddle or violin. Which do you prefer in this context?
I usually call it a violin, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it makes sense because I think in Greek, right,
it's violi.
Violi.
That's why I call it a violin.
And Alan Davidson on lauto, which is a form of lute. Basically, with
it's the
frets and all.
The Greek lute. It's shaped kind of like an Italian mandolin, except it's very big and has a long neck with tied-on strings, metal strings, four courses, tuned kind of like a cello. Well, a cross between a cello and a ukulele, really.
Well, kind of intermediate in size too.
Yeah.
Interesting. So where was that last piece from, Greg? What part of Greece?
You know, I mean, I don't know if I would attribute that piece to, like, a region. It's a more modern piece, so it's a, you know, it's a more urban kind of tune.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know the full details of the composer's biography, like, where he's from, but I think I would just call it more of a modern, like, urban.
And I guess you could say that the style we play it in is kind of island-like.
Yes. Well, did you learn that when on the islands, I think?
I learned it from our friend Andonis on the island of Amorgos, and his style was very, like, islandy.
Yeah, right. Even the beat is very different, the way that we're playing it versus the way it was originally composed.
Actually, we have some different notes in there, too. The scale's different.
The original beat's more like a little closer to like a boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. Whereas we do it with more of the island sirto feel.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
How long have you been together as Agapi Mou?
A little over 3 years now. I think our first gig as Agapi Mou was about February of 2009. And I think, you know, we'd obviously played in Kaladrios, which came to the studio maybe 4 years ago, a really long time ago. And then Aya went to L.A. and she came back. And then when she came back, we ended up getting a gig with the three of us that are in the studio today at Bachizo's, I think it was. And eventually Aya got offered a gig at Ashkenaz in Berkeley, where she had been working, and we put together a lineup for that gig. It had Lily on it too, Lily Storm, who was in the other band with us. And then eventually we settled on this four piece with Michael Garibaldi, also on percussion and vocals, who's not in the studio today, but he's all over the album. And I think that's with Michael, it's when we decided on that name, Agapi Mou.
So, Greg and Aya, you function as a duo, or with Alan as a trio, or with Michael as quartet.
Almost. It's more like I've functioned with Alan as a duo, Aya has functioned with Alan, mm-hmm. but for this kind of music, we always
need the lauto.
We need the chords. And the rhythm. And he can provide both. That's what's really great about that instrument.
So, three quarters of Agapi Mou live in our studio, and perhaps we could play something else?
Sure.
We're getting a lot of music.
Yeah, we're going to play something else from the album. This tune is called Fengaro Prosopi, which is Moon-faced woman is kind of the translation of this tune. And yeah.
Piece by Agapi Mu, live in the KALW studios on Folk Music and Beyond this afternoon. Agapi Mu, your name means my love in Greek, playing tonight at the Zaki Kebab House in Albany.
Yeah.
From 6 to 9. It's 1101 San Pablo Avenue in Albany.
Yeah.
Albany has its own numbering on San Pablo, but it's a little north of Berkeley.
Yeah, it's real close to, we were talking about Ashkenaz earlier, if you know where that is. It's very close. It's sort of between the two, the Gilman and the Buchanan exits off of the 80.
I haven't been in. It has an interesting menu of Mediterranean cuisine. Seats about how many? I'm curious.
I don't know, maybe 40, 50 people?
Yeah. Yeah, it can fill up, you know, and And today, like today, you know, you definitely want to make reservations if you go, because you don't want to be standing outside in the rain.
In the rain.
But it's the cuisine is Palestinian, actually. It's run by a Palestinian family.
Yeah, great food. I haven't gotten tired of it yet. And I actually order pretty much the same thing. I think all of us just about order the same thing every time we go in there. It's just become, I don't know if just because we're creatures of habit or just because whatever we decided, it just like it tastes just so good. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't get tired of it.
I have places like that. But that's one place you do regular gigs. And where else might people catch you?
Well,
in those days?
We have a gig in the city March 31st at Om Shanti as part of their concert series. It's at 233 14th Street. It goes from 7 to 10. It's by donation, so you can just show up and pay what you feel or what you can. And there are, you know, there's going to be some food and teas available, and that's kind of more for purchase. And we also have a regular series going on at Disco Volante in Oakland. We play there every second Wednesday of the month. This time, we're going to be featuring, my brass band Fanfare Zambaletta, and, that's going to be just a fun, lively Balkan brass band. We got some huge, huge band, some new members, and it's a really great spot, Disco Volante. They got food, it's all ages, but it's got that bar atmosphere as well. $5 cover, 347 14th Street. At Webster in Oakland, kind of near Chinatown. From series usually runs from about 8:30 till about 11, and this is like almost completely confirmed. I don't know. Is that bad luck to?
Well, it's your call.
Very likely we're working on a date at the Red Poppy Art House coming up April 13th. It'll be the three of us, and we're. Well, by the end of the day, we'll know who else is going to play with us. 2698 Folsom Street at 23rd in San Francisco, and come check that. And also one more, April 22nd at Papa's Taverna in Petaluma. It's like a Greek restaurant up in Petaluma, at 5688 Lakeville Highway, and we play pretty much from the afternoon into the evening, 4 to 9. It's good food, no cover, a nice big wooden dance floor. It's a great place to go and have a good time.
And if this is a bit much, people could keep up with all this by going to your
yes.
website, which is www.agapimumusic.com, A-G-A-P-I-M-O-U.
Or music. Also, if you're on Facebook, use the same little phrase, it's facebook.com/agapimumusic. And then also, if you want to check the CD out online, listen to it, stream it. Buy it, agapimu.bandcamp.com, and again, agapimu is A-G-A-P-I-M-O-U.
You have a link from your main site to
yeah.
there. And we were going to get to the CD in a minute. They had a deal where you could buy the CD and download an MP3 or what have you.
Yeah.
Copy instantly. Instantly.
Yeah.
Instant gratification.
That's true.
And on top of that, people can book you for dances and weddings and such?
Dances, weddings, any kind of occasion, listening occasions. We played for a dinner recently. Yeah, we play for dancers quite a bit. Play a lot for the Greek Feet group. They meet on Mondays in San Francisco. They're someone that would be good to look up if you want to know more about how to do Greek dancing. And, yeah, just kind of all over the place, really.
And on top of that, too, Greg, you teach clarinet. And brass band.
Aya
teaches fiddle or violin or violi.
Yeah, I don't know if we have too many regular students right now, but I've taught classes at some of the camps, the Balkan camps, Balkan camp and Balkanalia, and there was a school Zambaletta for a while up in San Francisco that we all were involved in some way or another, checking it out, hanging out at the events. Sort of flying under the radar right now, but that's where this brass band that's playing on the 11th, that's where they came out of this school.
And there's an email address, info@agapimumusic.com. If you
have any questions, if you want to find out about how to book us for any events, or just any kind of random music nerd questions. I don't know. Between the four of us, we probably could answer a lot of them. And if not, we would know someone who could.
And you can just go on listening here and probably pick up on another tune.
Cool. All right, well, we're going to do another, we're going to do a medley of some more modern tunes as well, just sort of real up dancey numbers. And it's one of the only Greek songs that Aya and I actually sing harmonies on, because a lot of the music that we draw from is not, there's not a lot of harmony, especially the kind here, the in thirds, but the more modern stuff lends itself to that sound, I think.
Thank you.
Agapi Mu, live in the KALW studios on Folk Music and Beyond. Greg Jenkins, Aya Davidson, Alan Davidson have a new album. Oh, by the way, what was that called, Aya or Greg?
Well, we have sort of an abbreviated name for it. There's three tunes. They all kind of have, a lot of them have long names. Kato Apoxenus Uranus is the first one. Melachrinaki is the second one, and Osine Estimatis is the third one. So, a lot of big old medley.
Did you study Greek as a spoken language?
Not as much as I really should. It's one of those things where, yeah, when I'm singing it, a lot of times I do get that comment, oh yeah, your accent sounds great, and then like the moment I like say the song lyrics, a lot of times it's like, oh dude, you gotta work on your pronunciation. So it's on the list of goals. I have a mentor, and we were not hanging out enough, so I need to get back in touch with Leonidas. He actually has a radio show on the Pirate Cat. It used to be called Pirate Cat, now it's called Mutiny Radio. It's like just, it's an internet only radio station in the city. I'm sure I'm probably not supposed to talk about it.
No objection. No.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. Yeah, so he's from Greece, and he helped us out immensely on the album. He actually hung out in the studio with us, and like anytime there was like one little thing a little bit off, he would be like, "No, guys, you got to do that again. There was this one little key that was off, or whatever. You know, like you gotta."
That little key took so.
it's a harder language than it looks in a strange way. It's subtle.
Mm-hmm. In a way. Yeah, but the one thing that's nice about it is, to me, like, it really appeals to me because I'm very, like, learning stuff, it's easy for me to learn it visually, and there's the diacritical marks that tell you where to accent the words, and that's so helpful.
Great, like, help.
Yeah, if they didn't have those, then I probably wouldn't. And also, just with the music, a lot of times those, I mean, they get stretched in weird ways often, but often they line up pretty nicely in a real musical, rhythmic kind of way. So when you're singing the songs, you can kind of, for me, it helps me remember what the lyrics are, because it's just, it rhymes. There's the poetry involved in the folk music.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
You have a new CD.
Yes.
Self-titled, no, not self-titled, but Across the Sea by Agapi Mu.
Yeah.
All that with the wonderful kind of triptych of painting for cover art and...
Yeah, but nice. Calvin Lai actually did the painting. He's a good friend of ours, and he's playing bands with him as well, but his sort of main focus is as a painter, so that was really cool that we could collaborate with him on that.
And you can people can pick it up at your gigs, or
yeah.
If you go to your main site, really, www.agapimu.music.com. You're one hop away from finding it.
Yeah, agapimumusic.com, yeah.
And it's a nice production. I guess we're going to hear this really lovely song called Mera Merose, that, for one thing, it has a santuri, a hammered dulcimer.
Yeah, it's Lisa
as a guest.
As our guest. She's from all Zia, Edessa, a lot of sort of real great bands, and it was great to have her on the album.
Yeah, Edessa is local.
Yeah.
Zia?
Zia is partially local.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. Dawn Breaks, I think it translates.
Yeah.
Mera Merose on Folk Music and Beyond. Thank you. Agapimu from Across the Sea, the brand new CD that you can find at their live shows tonight, such as at the Zaki Kebab House, 1101 San Pablo Avenue, Albany, California. And Greg and I, we figured out that a good plan might be to call for a reservation if you want to.
Yeah, you know, it's a very good idea.
Yeah, it can get really crowded sometimes, like last time we were there.
Yeah, and especially it's a day like today when, you, like I said, you don't want to be sitting outside on a day like today, probably. You want to be inside where it's nice and cozy and you can smell the great food and you can hear the music.
Yeah. Have the Turkish coffee, have organic baklava.
Yeah.
510-527-5452 is the number we found to call Zaki Kebab House,
yeah.
510-527-5452. And in the meantime, you can just ignore the rain outside and just stay tuned for another few tunes, such as what's coming up.
Well, actually, let's do I was thinking of doing the Baidushkas. Maybe let's do the Tzamikos, though. What do you think about that?
Sure.
All right, we're going to do a medley also from the album of two, you know, really popular, really, you know, really well-known Tzamiko medleys. This is a dance where, I mean, a lot of times where you see, when you see this dance, the leader is doing lots of fancy variations, lots of sort of vigor and energy, jumping and kicking and slapping the floor, and it's one of those types of dances.
Oh, wait a minute.
Tzamiko. I wanna, okay. That's what I was just saying.
Agapimu, live in the KALW studios this afternoon. Greg Jenkins, Aya Davidson, Alan Davidson. As I mentioned, Greg Jenkins on clarinet, Aya Davidson on violi, and Alan Davidson on lauto.
All right, if you're going to do that, you have to call this clarino, then.
That's in all fairness.
You're going to go that far.
So I guess... Greg, you named a lot of influences that on somewhere on your site that a lot of unfamiliar names, but I recognized a couple of Turkish Romani clarinetists, I guess Salim Sesler and Sukru Tonar.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are incredible. I mean, I definitely lean a lot more to listening to the Greek clarinet players, but if I'm, you know, going to listen to some Turkish dudes, I mean, Selim Sesler's my favorite. I mean, I love the Sukru Tunar stuff, but Selim stuff's a little more modern, so it's like I can kind of get into every aspect of it. The production's, you know, a little more, I don't know, it's a little more on point, and he I just love his style. He just, his command of kind of rhythm and makam and ideas, it, he just puts it together really seamlessly, but it doesn't come off as like really over-the-top show-offy playing, even though it's completely virtuosic. And that's what I love about him. So, yeah, he's definitely, you know, an influence more probably when I'm playing Turkish music, but definitely, you know, an influence, and hopefully more of an influence one of these days as I continue to listen and study it.
Yeah, maybe it'd be a good time to go back to the CD for a piece.
Okay.
We have, I think...
Skandalyada, right?
Skandalyada.
This is the second track of the CD, and this is another kind of, we took this from a more modern recording, so it's kind of real up, dancey kind of tune, and it features Michael Garibaldi, our drummer, on drums too.
Okay, but Agapimu, back cool. to the CD, Across the Sea, their brand new recording. Thank you. Well, the guy's a good percussionist, Michael Garibaldi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a... Yeah, he's definitely my number one choice for this band, for sure. He's also just like a super, brings a really great kind of positive energy to the music. And he's well versed in other instruments as well, although with our band he's mainly a percussion player, although we might be kind of using him a little more in the future on some more lead melody capacities.
Anyhow, that was the new CD, Across the Sea, from Agape Mu. And one way to find it is go to your kind of Grand Central website of www.agapemumusic.com.
Yeah.
And everything is accessible from there. Or just show up at one of your shows, such as the Zeki Kebab House, where you're playing from 6 to 9 tonight on 11 to 1 San Pablo in Alpity. And get reservations unless you're fond of rain. Or maybe the rain has blown through.
Maybe.
We can hardly tell from here.
Yeah, it's so quiet in here, right? Yeah.
Or stay tuned for another tune.
Okay,
What do we have coming up?
Well, this is a tune, and I especially want to do this tune because it's also off the album. It's a tune that features Alan in a taksim at the beginning, and that's exciting. I like, any tune that we have that can really bring out the beauty of the lauto and the sort of the beauty of Alan's playing style. It's really great. And he does, it's primarily like a backup type of instrument a lot of times in this music, so it doesn't always get the chance to really be heard as much. And this is also these tunes, the sources that we draw from have a very skilled lauto player as well. And so this is kind of maybe it's our lauto feature, I would say. Sorry. Yeah. But anyway, no, this is a series of tunes from Amorgos, which is an island that Alan and Aya were able to go to.
Alan's Aya's dad, by the way.
Oh, really?
I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or maybe
they don't just happen to share the same last name and the love of Greek music and violins and many other things.
Thank you.
Piece of what is one of those lovely intricate Greek melodies from Agapi Mou live in the KLW studios on Folk Music and Beyond 91.7 KLW San Francisco. Greg and Aya, now do you want to just care to just launch into one more song? And
all right, yeah, we'll do another tune. It's just like one of the tunes that I've probably been playing together with Aya the longest. One of them, we played it back in the Caladrios days, and on the album with a really cool arrangement. We have on the album we have Gary Haggerty on the oud as a special guest, And there's an even other special guest instrument that you'll just have to kind of listen out for when you hear the track.
Oh, we're moving straight on to the track?
All right, no. This is
we're
going to play it live, but there if you listen to the song as we recorded it, there's a special surprise.
It's an incentive.
Yeah,
to go find the CD.
It's cool. Yeah.
Lovely piece from Agapi Mu, live on Folk Music and Beyond on KALW. Agapi Mu appearing tonight live at Zaki Kebab House at 1101 San Pablo Avenue, Albany, from 6 until 9. Numerous other venues coming along that you can best pick up by going to their central website of www.agapimoumusic.com. A-G-A-P-I-M-O-U, music. Greg?
Yeah.
Anything to add?
I don't know. Yeah, if you want to hear more, you know, just go to our website. All of the tunes are streaming. I think you can check them out. And
but all of the calendar dates are actually not up there.
On the agapimoumusic.com. So just real quick, without the details, March 31st at Om Shanti in San Francisco, April 11th at Disco Volante with a brass band as the second band, April 13th at the... I'm not 100% confirmed at the Red Poppy Art House, and Papa's Taverna on April 22nd in Petaluma. So come see us at one of those gigs, and yeah, thank you guys.
Well, thank you so much for coming in on kind of short notice and sharing the music. We have one last piece from the CD, Across the Sea, to put on, and... Greg, what is it?
This is the first track. It's from Ikaria. It's called Peras tu Koriuti Vrisi. And it's the track that opens up the album with a kind of just happy feeling. And, you know, it's about dancing and having a good time and loving life and dancing and where you're from. And so it's just a good feeling all around. So we'll leave you with that.
Agapimou on Folk Music and Beyond.
Το καριωτικό έχουν ειστήσει και χορεύουν κοπελουδιά σαν τα δροσερά λουλουδιά. Δώσ' του, δώσ' του, δώσ' του πέρα, δώσ' του φουστανιού σου αέρα. Δώσ' του, δώσ' του πάλι χάρη, σύρε το χορό με χάρη. Στο πεζουλάκι κάθεται ένα ικαριωτάκι. Δοξάριες γλυκές τραβάει τον ικαριωτικό και λαϊδάει. Δώσ' του, δώσ' του, δώσ' του πέρα, δώσ' του φουστανιού σου αέρα. Να καεί το πελεκούδι με ικαριωτικό τραγούδι. Αγκάλια γλεντούν τα νιάτα. Δώσ' του, δώσ' του, δώσ' του πέρα, δώσ' του φουστανιού σου αέρα. Να καεί το πελεκούδι με ικαριωτικό τραγούδι. Δώσ' του, δώσ' του, δώσ' του πέρα, δώσ' του φουστανιού σου αέρα. Να καεί το πελεκούδι με ικαριωτικό τραγούδι.